When we make a commitment to follow Jesus in everything we do, oftentimes we make the mistake of thinking that the burden of that relationship is on ourselves. We make the plan for that relationship to be what we want it to be. And we erroneously think that we can do it all on our own. But we cannot do it on our own. When God first called Abraham, he didn't say, "Go and conquer the promised land and make yourself into a great nation that will be a blessing for the whole world." Instead, what did God say? God called Abraham and said, "I will make of you a great nation. I will make your name great. I will bless the bless you." God alone enables us to become what he created us to be. Now, this doesn't mean that as Christians we're just passive and do nothing, just the opposite. We have to choose to be faithful to our Lord, and that's a constant effort. But our effort will be useless unless it's rooted in God. And this is why St. Paul tells Timothy to bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. Now imagine this. Imagine that your relationship with Jesus is like riding a bicycle built for two. You know what that is, don't you? You know, there's two seats and you drive around, one front, one in the back. So you're on the bicycle having a good time. Who's up front and which one of you is in the back? That is, who's up front steering the bicycle and directing where you're going? You or Jesus? If it's you, it's not going to come out good at the end. Because Jesus is steering your life and mine. Jesus leads us along our path of life to follow his plan for us. And our need for God is fundamental. But it's not the whole story, because we also need others. We need others to help us follow Jesus. We can't do that on our own without God, without others to help us. We can't isolate our relationship from God, with God, from the other relationships in our life. But you know, it's popular these days to try and do just that. That is to reduce religion to something that's just between me and God. I often hear people doing this when they say that they're spiritual, but not religious. They're doing it all on their own. Well, I know we live in a Burger King society, and by that I mean we all want everything our way. It used to be one of their commercials, if you remember back, probably 40 years ago already. So I say we live in a Burger King society. We all want it our way. We all want it our way. But that's not Christianity. Jesus taught us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven," not "my Father." He even went further, connecting the quality of our relationship with God to that of our relationship with our neighbors. And that's why he taught us to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." And so we do have to learn that we are not God, that we are created to depend more on him than on ourselves. Now, original sin was our first parents' failure to learn this lesson. They took the forbidden fruit because the devil told them it would make them more like God. So they let their trust in their Creator die in their heart. They disobeyed his command, and what resulted from that? It let loose evil and suffering and death in our world. God responded to all of that by sending us Jesus Christ, his Son, as our Savior. As St. Paul writes, "Jesus Christ, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality." And this is really one of the fundamental things that this Lenten season is about. As we celebrate the final time of preparation for those who will receive the Easter sacraments at the Easter Vigil, and the Easter sacraments are baptism, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist, we who are already fully initiated reflect on who's up front on our bicycle built for two. That's what we're reflecting on. And our Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving will help us to do just that.